Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
That we need the Alliance Defending Freedom fighting for your rights. Just take a look at the one of the top stories at FoxNews.com today. The Supreme Court on Monday throwing out a ruling against two Oregon bakers, Melissa and Aaron Klein, saying, like they did in the Baronel Stutzman case, you go back to the lower court and determine this. The Supreme Court, I think, on some level saying, you know, when we decided the Masterpiece cake shop case, we really expected that to be the precedent that the lower courts would recognize. Will they do that? That's the question now in both the Baronel Stutzman case and in Washington State, and also Melissa and Aaron Klein, who are in Oregon. Jim Campbell is senior counsel with ADF. He joins us, I think, for the first time today. Jim, we've had so many of your colleagues on in recent days, and I'm grateful for your time today. Talk to us about really what the chess is, the chess strategy is here. You've got now twice that the Supreme Court, Baronel Stutzman and Sweet Cakes by Melissa, they kicked it back to the state courts. So the Colorado court and the Oregon court. And they're saying, you know, we made this determination in Masterpiece. What are these lower courts now likely to do, or what should they do?
Sure. So a year ago, the Supreme Court decided Masterpiece Cake Shop and said that Jack Phillips, the cake artist in that case, was wrongly punished by the state of Colorado when they showed hostility and animosity towards his religious beliefs. And so that was a great win for religious freedom. And then soon after that, the Supreme Court took Baronel Stutzman's case, and Baronel, of course, is the florist from Washington State, and they took her case and they sent it back to the Washington courts and said, you previously ruled against Baronel, but you got to reconsider that case now that we've issued this ruling in Masterpiece Cake Shop. And then you fast forward to just a few weeks ago, and the Washington State Supreme Court came back with a decision where they said, okay, we've reconsidered this case, and we're still ruling against Baronel Stutzman. And they did that in the unanimous decision. So that's what happened with the one case. And then you also mentioned the Sweet Cakes by Melissa case, which is very similar, although it's on a one-year delay. And so what happened there was the Oregon courts had ruled against Sweet Cakes by Melissa, and they, much like Jack Phillips, are cake artists that declined to create custom cakes to celebrate same-sex weddings, will otherwise serve gay and lesbian individuals, but just don't want to be forced to celebrate that view of marriage. They were ruled against in the Oregon courts, and then they appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and their Supreme Court today took their case and did the very same thing they did with Baronel Stutzman's case a year ago. They said, well, Oregon courts, you have to reconsider this. You have to give them another chance to argue their case, and you have to take a look again in light of Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Now, what if Oregon does what Washington did and they come back with the same situation? What does this mean now effectively for Baronel Stutzman? Is there a chance that we're going to see, now that Washington has basically said, the way I interpret it is they think the Supreme Court got it wrong. So they're now challenging the Supreme Court to overturn their second verdict, are they not?
So at this point, I think that's a pretty good characterization of it. At this point, we're going to take Baronel's case right back up to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and we're going to say that the Washington State Supreme Court didn't give adequate consideration to Masterpiece Cake Shop, and that the U.S. Supreme Court should take the case and should make it clear once and for all that Baronel Stutzman and other people like them who are glad to serve everyone but simply don't want to use their creative talents to celebrate a view of marriage that conflicts with their faith, that they have the constitutional right to do that.
Well, and this gets into the nitty-gritty because, Jim, it could apply to anybody, right? You could be forcing bodega owners to sell ham that happened to be Muslim in their faith, or the same thing with Jewish observers of Judaism. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that religious freedom should be protected and not be forced to participate in the marketplace. And that's what this big debate has been about for all these years. Now, typically, well, why would the Washington court then so completely disregard the Supreme Court's finding in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case?
So, in essence, what the Washington court did is they read the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision as narrowly as possible. And so what they said is there, the state of Colorado, specifically in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, had displayed hostility towards Jack Phillips's religious beliefs. And they displayed hostility by saying hostile things, but they also displayed hostility by treating him differently than other cake shop owners. And so, for instance, in Jack's case, he was punished for declining to create a cake celebrating a same-sex marriage, but other cake shop owners were allowed to decline requests for cakes criticizing same-sex marriage. And so there's this unequal treatment, and the Supreme Court said, listen, this is just hostility towards Mr. Phillips' faith, and we're striking this down as a violation of the Constitution. So what the Washington State Supreme Court did in Arlene's Flowers and Baronel Sussman's case is they look at it and they said, oh, well, that case was only about hostility on the part of what we would call an adjudicator, right? Like a judge or a judge-like official. And so
they don't see the law as being hostile.
They don't see the law, nor do they see that you can find hostility on behalf of other government officials like prosecutors or attorney generals or other state actors. And so they read the case so narrowly that they said, well, Masterpiece Cake Shop only cares if there's hostility by an adjudicator, a judge, jury, someone who's deciding a case. They ignored all the evidence in Baronel's case that shows that the state attorney general was acting with hostility towards her because of her faith.
Okay. Well, and of course, ADF is going to defend Baronel all the way up to the Supreme Court. What's the timetable, Jim? How long will it take that case to get back up there?
So, sometime in the late summer, early fall, we will be filing a request with the U.S. Supreme Court to take Baronel's case and to make it clear once and for all that people like her, who serve everyone but decline to use their talents to celebrate certain views of marriage or other ideas that conflict with their faith, that they have the right to do that. So
that's sort of
the timeline.
What's the likelihood that she would have ever been successful if ADF hadn't been able to take her case for free?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Baronel is a small business owner. And for anyone who is a small business owner or no small business owners, they can't afford the hundreds of thousands of dollars that it costs to take a case all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so that's why we're grateful for anyone who's willing to support Alliance Defending Freedom, because without those supporters, we're not able to defend great people across the country.
Yeah. Well, and Jim, we're grateful that you're there. And friends, if you have not yet done it, we're looking for 50 partners right here in Kevin McCullough Radio territory to become a partner with Alliance Defending to protect your rights and to protect the rights of your kids and grandkids in the years to come. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Call now.